What we are dealing with in this case is a recurring and similar modus operandi, and that is criminals for hire.
At a press conference, Toronto Police Chief Myron Demkew linking 27 Toronto area shootings, including incidents at synagogues and the U.S. consulate in March.
Young people are hired to carry out attacks against various targets. And in order to get paid, they're required to film their attacks.
There are multiple networks operating like this, say police. They're working with the RCMP and FBI to figure out who is hiring the shooters. All young, all recruited through encrypted apps like Signal, Telegram, and WhatsApp. Chief Superintendent Joe Matthews.
Multiple people are recruiting multiple youth in each cell. We're aware of that. We just do not know the scope of it.
While investigating the shootings, Toronto Police Constable Mark Pinizzotto was shot and killed during an early morning raid on an apartment building last week. Three people have since been arrested, two in connection with the consulate shooting, one of them unconscious in hospital facing first-degree murder charges in Pinizzotto's death. A fourth person is still at large. Linda Pinizzotto is the officer's mother.
Our family is going to make a plea to the general public. Please support our police.